So you're hiring an in-house marketer for your team, someone that's going to work with you in your organization full-time to help you do all your marketing. I think it's one of the smartest moves that organizations of a certain type can do. I think there's a lot of marketing that needs to be done that probably isn't getting done or could be done better. And the one way, obviously there's as many options, outsourcing your marketing to an agency or a consulting company and or hiring in-house. And I think even when I'm consulting with organizations, we see a big difference between consulting with companies that don't have an in-house marketing team versus consulting with companies that do have an in-house marketing team. And generally speaking, the amount of work that can be done when there's an in-house marketing team is far greater than when there isn't. So I think this is a really smart move. Certain organizations of a certain size and type will want to and be driven towards hiring in-house rather than spending that money on outsourcing. In fact, in our experience, we've also seen in-house marketing teams sacking their PR and digital marketing agencies to bring more of the responsibility in-house because it's much more effective. Which drives me to my next point here, right? So when we're hiring in-house marketers, whether you're a marketing manager, director, or perhaps a leader of the organization, you're doing your hiring. Let's imagine you've put your job description out there, you've got your CVs, and perhaps you've even met them, perhaps stage one of the interview. And what we're looking at here, typically, especially when it comes to the CV, is we're looking at experience, we're looking at their skill set, and it's very hard, I think, to determine if someone is going to be the right fit for our organization. You know, what do we need to do to find out more about this person that kind of goes beyond the CV, goes beyond their skills, their technical skills and experience? And I was sitting down with an organization recently and we were talking about this, and the question was, they asked me, or something like, well, what do you think, Chris? Here's the CVs, what do you think we should do? And I said something like, what really matters here? When you're hiring this new person, what is going to make sure that they're going to be a great fit? What do we need to do? What questions do we need to ask to make sure this person is going to be a great fit within our organization? And we started to have a conversation about what would be nice to know if we wanted to make sure not only was it a right fit, but that there's less likelihood of it being a person that we felt might not be a fit and that things might go wrong. Okay, so we want to make sure that we're being as effective as possible during that interview process so that we're choosing the right person. And sometimes I think it's important to think about, well, what characteristics would we be looking for within that person, right? So they said things like, well, we want to make sure that they have, we're a small company, smallish company, so we want to make sure that they can adapt to change. You know, they're not going to be fixated on any one, like having a set role within the company. In other words, they might be answering the phone one day, or they might be doing a blog the next day or doing video content or whatever, right? There's a lot of things that are going to be happening in the organization. We want them to be able to adapt to change. We want to make sure they've got a general fit. We also want to make sure that they've got a willingness to learn, right? We want to make sure that they don't feel like they're done, right? They're going to come into the organization, they're going to be like, right, how could this work help me to grow? And what do I need to do to help to develop not only my role within this organization, but my professional skills as a marketer as well? So we want to see if there's this thirst for learning. And we also want to be able to judge, or assess would be a better word probably, their character and their self-awareness as well. We want to use questions that help us uncover these things. So this is less about the technical skills or the generalist specialist skills of this marketer, and much more about them as a person, their character. Right, so I've got three questions I'm going to share with you, and feel free to use these. I had a conversation with Marcus Sheridan about this challenge, and he helped me to shape these questions too. So a little nod to Marcus for helping me shape these questions, because the challenge I was having at the time was trying to figure out, well, what do we need to do to assess these more softer elements and try and find this fit. So question one, what do you do in your spare time to keep yourself up to speed with marketing trends and generally keep your marketing skills fresh? Right, so this question, what do you do in your spare time to keep yourself up to speed with marketing trends and generally keep your marketing skills fresh? We want to understand the hunger for personal and professional development and their level of interest in marketing. Most marketers will be reading books, doing courses, doing certifications, doing qualifications, maybe attending online, offline courses, conventions, conferences in their spare time. And we also want to get a feel for their general willingness and approach to learning. Because the last thing we want is someone in an organization that thinks they know it all. And when someone doesn't, when someone has a is not willing to learn, it's like a closed mindset. So when we're looking at new challenges, we're not really getting the best, we're not really having the best discussions, or perhaps even getting the best solutions or ideas for solutions to challenges or problems within the organization when we have this closed mindset. So this can really identify how a person would approach different challenges and problems within the organization through their assessing their willingness to learn. You've worked with people like this before in the past as well. I have as well. They say it's always been done this way. This is the way we do things around here. And there's just a unwillingness to change. And that closed mindset can really stop an organization from making progress. It can make that person can make it very difficult to grow the business and generally get ahead. And that's not what we want. We want someone that's got an open mind, that's willing to challenge what they've learned in the past, especially marketing. Marketing is one of the fastest changing landscapes in business. So we want to be able to get someone in here that's got that open mind and generally that willingness to learn. Question two, tell me a specific example of a marketing mistake that you've made in the past, something that you did wrong, why it was wrong at the time, and what you've learned from the experience. This is an interesting one, right? We want to get an understanding of someone's self-awareness and their character, right? Tell me a specific example of a marketing mistake that you've made. In other words, they've got enough self-awareness, they've got their self-awareness dialed in enough that they can say, they can see that they've made a mistake. But not only that, that they're able to assess what they actually did wrong, why it went wrong, and then how they've then improved or developed themselves to make sure that they can do it better in the future. Can they recognize their own mistakes? Can they recognize their own areas for development? Think about that. Think about the opposite of that. Someone in your organization that thinks they're perfect or thinks that they've never made a mistake, and therefore it finds very difficult to have conversations with someone that isn't willing, that doesn't have that level of self-awareness. How comfortable are they with the fact that they may make mistakes, but they're not perfect, but they have that, again, back to the first question, that willingness to learn and develop themselves? How aware are they of their own areas of development? So that's a characteristic of someone, isn't it? This self-awareness. And I think it's really important to get a feel for that as well. And then question three, tell me about a time where you received constructive or negative feedback from a co-worker. Tell me the story. What did you do? What did you produce? What did they say? And how did you take that feedback? Again, what are we looking for here? If we have people in our organization that are open to having discussions about their work and feedback, can they take that feedback well? Are they open to change? Are they open to having these discussions without getting emotional and without putting barriers up or arming themselves and sort of pushing people away? Think about what happens in organizations today. Just look at the people around you and how defensive people can be when it comes to discussing their work and getting feedback. Again, it's about showing a willingness to learn, the ability to adapt to change, the ability to recognize their own areas for development, and that they're willing to actually change and develop themselves as a result. It's like a growth mindset is what we're looking for here. These three questions can help you to do that. So if you're not asking questions like this, then it might be a good idea to add some of this into your interview process so you can start to get an understanding of people's character and their self-awareness and who they are. And are they going to be a fit within our organization? That's what we're looking for. Not that they can just work with you as a leader or as a director of the marketing department, but they can work with the other people within the organization too. Because as we've talked about when we were talking about marketing leadership, it is about communication skills. It is about character. It is about philosophy. It's about helping, making sure that we can find the right people that fit within our organization. Now, this is something that I'll get into in future episodes, but I just want to plant a seed for this just now as well. If I was asking these questions, right, let's take question two. Tell me a specific example of a marketing mistake that you've made in the past, something that you did wrong, why it was wrong at the time, and what you've learned from the experience, right? So you get someone talking. Now, it doesn't end there. What we want to be doing is actively listening when they're answering these questions and really digging into it so we can sort of scratch beneath the surface and get a real feel for the person. These questions are going to be discussions almost. Some of the answers to these questions may take 5 or 10 minutes, but we need to be actively listening and asking other questions that open them up. We really want to spend, I mean, this is time well spent, right? If this takes 30 minutes to ask these three questions or an hour, that time spent finding that fit is going to be time well spent. Really trying to go beyond the CV, go beyond the technical or specialist skills and the experience that people have to try and find the right type of person, the right character that's going to fit in with the culture in our organization. And we really want people that are progressive, that have that adaptability to change, that have a willingness to learn, that want to be part of something that's growing, which means change and the ability to hopefully be a leader within our organization in the future too. Hope this helps. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Maybe you've had challenges here before in the past trying to find the fit. Perhaps these questions will open up some possibilities for you. Perhaps you've asked similar questions in the past. I'd love to know what you've tried, what challenges you've had, and how you've overcame them. You can email me, chris@cmauk.co.uk. You can tweet me at chrismar101. My door is always open, and I'd love to know what's on your mind. Don't forget to check out the previous and future podcasts in this series, the Marketing Leadership Series. I'll catch you next time. Don't forget to be awesome. Well, thanks very much for joining me on the CMA podcast today. If you would like to step into our world a little bit more and find out how we can help you, head over to Facebook and search for CMA Facebook group. Click join, and I'll see you in there.